Please be seated. There was once a wise communications professor who had her students engage in an observation exercise. She handed out a picture of an elderly man sitting on some front steps. A young woman stood to his right, looking down toward him, and a child stood in front, facing both of them. The professor asked the students to tell her what they thought was happening in the picture. "The child and woman are caring for the old man," one said. Another, "The child is listening to a story while the mother watches. Maybe they are just passing the time, waiting for someone to come out of the building," was another. All sorts of stories came up until the professor finally pointed out what was really going on. "The elderly man and the young woman are listening to the child tell them something. All the signs are there, the way the young woman is fondly looking down toward not just the old man, but specifically the child. The man is watching the child intently. Notice the child's hands, they are spread out away from the body, and she is leaning in towards the adults, like the child is emphasizing something, and there is this big, huge smile on her face. She concluded, "Communication is happening all the time. We just have to pay attention to the signs. We must be watchful and alert, like Sherlock Holmes, noticing things that in normal life we often gloss over. The Christian life is similar as we cultivate the kingdom of God. We are both communicating our faith in our actions and also watching for where God is. We must ask ourselves whether or not we are being intentional about either. Like the professor in the story, we are communicating all the time. The question is, what are we saying as Christian people? Whether or not we think anybody is listening, God hears us. And that is most important of all. In our reading from the prophet Isaiah today, the prophet conveys God's message to Judah and Jerusalem, a call to repentance. God has been watching the messages they have been sending through their patterns of living, giving lip service through their prayers, sacrifices that are not really sacrificial, festivals that hold little meaning to the heart. God sees a people who are glossing over the work of the soul. The effects have clearly been detrimental to the society. They commit acts of evil. They do not seek after justice. The most marginalized in Israelite society, orphans and widows, are abandoned. How little have we learned? In our modern society, we can hear God crying out through the oppressed, through the orphans, through those killed by the evil of gun violence, through refugees at our borders, through the divisiveness among ourselves, and through the sacred places that have been violated by another's judgments. The signs are all there, and God is calling out to us, "Look, watch, be ready to do your part. Are you willing? Are we obedient? Do we have the depth of faith, as a Saint Franciscan blessing charges us, to be foolish enough to think we can make a difference in this world, bolstered by our love of Jesus?" The questions are difficult. The answers take courage, and acting is indeed scary. There's a bumper sticker that says, "Jesus is coming, look busy." Yes, it is funny. Brings a smile to our face, but it points to the heresy of believing that as long as we're being nice people, doing nice things, then we are good Christians. To be a follower of Jesus, to be a disciple, requires so much more. A transformed life means that you can never go back to simply being nice. Yes, we can and should be a part of humanitarian groups and clubs, but this is not why the Christian church exists. William Temple, who was Archbishop of Canterbury during World War II, is well known for saying the following, which is extremely profound and important to me, and here it goes. The church is the only society in the world that exists for the benefit of its non-members. Think about that. We exist to benefit non-members. In other words, the people who are not us. According to our prayer book on page 862, the Catechism says, our assurance as Christians is that nothing, not even death, shall separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This assurance gives us the faith to share this promise with those who are outside our walls, those who are the reason that we exist. Our baptismal covenant goes on to reinforce this as we are called to persevere in resisting evil, repent and return to the Lord, proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ, to seek and serve Christ in all persons, and especially strive for justice and peace among all people, respecting the dignity of every human being. This is tough work. And we do not do it alone. We have each other, but more importantly, we have God. It is natural for all of us to wonder how we can do this, how we join in God's work outside our church walls when we feel that we are already doing so much. Perhaps looking outside is overwhelming and we do not know where to begin. Most of the time, it is difficult to find or interpret the messages that we are receiving. To find God, to see God in all things, or to be contemplative in action means much more than doing God's will in everything. To feel and contemplate God's presence is the experience of devotion, peace, quiet, and consolation. How do we attain this grace of finding God in all things? In all the documents that I have read, there is a key word: solely, only, or entirely. That is a key word: doing it only for God. When we become quiet, when we become still, we are finally able to listen to God. Only then can we act. We hear the crunch of the master's sandals on the road and begin to light the lamps. We quietly sit on a hill overlooking a busy street with lamps lit, beaconing to those outside our walls. Welcome. It is safe here. We love you. In Paul Shower's children's book, The Listening Walk, a young girl enjoys taking walks with her father and their old dog, Major, who does not walk very fast. On a listening walk, I do not talk much, the little girl says. I listen to all the different sounds. I hear many sounds when I do not talk. And at the end, she tells us, you do not even have to walk to hear sounds. There are sounds everywhere, all the time. All you have to do is keep still and listen to them. All we have to do is to be still and listen to God, to listen to love. God takes care of the rest.